Look what I found at the store. I was so fired up to find this at Total Wine. This is amazing that they had it at our Total Wine here in Indianapolis. First of all, you can never find an Ocho Añejo there. You're lucky if you can just get a Blanco and a Repo. And I went in to get something else, just a filler that I needed for the bar that I was out of. And I looked down and here this is sitting on the bottom shelf in the Ocho section for $109. And this is the Potrillo. Hopefully I say that right. Potrillo Grande is the estate that it came from. And this is the aged in bourbon cask from Old Fitzgerald. So this is a limited edition 2023. And if you don't know about Ocho, you need to learn about it. It's a great tequila. Ocho actually lists the field that every one of their tequilas come from. So you can taste the differences in those estates where they are made. And then they do have some great relationships to do some aging. There's one right here that's a Widow Jane that was aged in a Widow Jane whiskey barrel. So this one's the Old Fitzgerald. So let's try it out right here on camera. I have had a little bit of it when I brought it home. I couldn't help it. I had to taste it right away. And it is very, very tasty. Nam 1474, the Camarones, they run this puppy here. And they just punch out some fantastic tequila. So Ocho, to me, has one of the strongest noses on it, the most strong cooked agave. And it's funny, I'll have a glass and my wife and I'll be sitting on the porch and she's like, are you drinking Ocho? Like she can smell it sitting next to me. So it does have a very distinct aroma. And I am more of the Blanco drinker of their product or their Punzas, their high strength. Those are my favorites. So I don't dive into these Añejos very often, but this one is pretty special. So you get that cooked agave, you get this nice pedricor, this earthy smell, almost like limestone, if you will. And that last one, I pick up like oak and caramel, like the caramel is really kind of strong to me in the nose. And I still get a little bit of citrus on that too. So the heart of the Ocho tequila is still there. The great smell of Ocho is so recognizable. So let's give it a taste here. Great sweetness, a great musty barrel flavor, a nice, really, it's a whiskey flavor to me. And it is that smell when you're standing in a barrel room, you get that hit of that tequila sitting in this whiskey barrel. So you get that whiskey smell to me. It's very great taste, like the caramel and the vanilla really come out. Still have that pedricor there. You still have that cooked agave there. The finish was really long too. It's got that tingle in the back of the tongue and then just hung on there with almost a little bit of a peppery or really more of an allspice type finish. Wow, that is just really, really good. It's actually hard to explain how much different it is to me than their regular Añejo or their regular Ocho. Let's talk a little bit about their production method. Again, Highland agaves, all estate agaves, so you know exactly the field they came from when they were harvested. This one is a roller mill, a stone oven for cooking, roller mill for crushing. They're using wood fermentation for this one, and it is open air and just spontaneous wild fermentation, so no added yeast to this. And then, of course, they're beautiful copper stills for distillation. So that kind of gives you an idea. And, you know, when you take a barrel like Fitzgerald and it's like Widow Jane, even some of these whiskeys that whiskey sits in there for so many years, imparting, you know, its whiskey flavors back to the barrel. And of course, taking, you know, that barrel flavor to make that whiskey taste so good. When you put this in there, you've got this great tequila already. And now it's sitting in that barrel, just taking in, you know, all of the nuances and flavors that whiskey and that barrel have brought together. And it is such a great marriage of Ocho Blanco and an amazing Añejo. And this is a sipper. This to me is, this is dessert. It's creme brulee. It's burnt sugar. It's caramel. It's vanilla. It's agave. It's citrus. And, you know, a little bit of that earthiness too. So it is just a fantastic one. So if you can find it, buy it. It's really amazing. And then once you buy it, just sip it and share it and try to save it as long as you can. Thanks for watching and checking out my videos. Have a great night.